Every day as a small business owner feels like solving a puzzle. One moment you're cruising along, and the next, there's a shipping snag that has you scrambling. But here's a surprise you will like. With Progressive, small business owners save 13% on their commercial auto insurance when they pay in full. So go ahead, surprise yourself. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Your home holds the story of your life. Renewal by Andersen Windows are built to weather every season with you. They frame the little moments.
Look, Daddy!
And the big ones. From first steps to graduation to new beginnings. While life keeps moving, our windows stand strong through every chapter. Let Renewal by Andersen be part of your story. Windows built to last. Visit renewalbyandersonhome.com to learn more.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. It is the 9th of April, a Thursday. Brewers do not play today. Bucks, I think they played last night. Do not remember. Do not know. Do not care. I know they play on Friday night. We'll see if Giannis gets some runtime with his brothers or not. Friday, I'm going to be talking with Tyler Dunn. We'll have that tomorrow. Today, I want to talk for a little bit. And then BJ Hollers and Steve Dayton are going to join me. These guys have a film production company, and they have a movie coming out revolving around the game Cube. I don't know if you know what Cube is. Parts of the state do know what Cube is. Parts don't. You throw wooden things at a wooden thing. It's very backyard, washers, darts, curling-esque. It's all these different kind of things. It's a Nordic sport, I believe. They'll tell us a little more about it and the film that they have that's going to be premiering in Eau Claire at the end of the month. And I'll play the preview for that and all that kind of stuff. Actually, I have a lot to show on the video stream, the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. And if you're on the audio, I'm just talking about the Brewers jersey, and I'll read everything that I'm showing. I was going to spend a few more minutes getting organized with everything, but I'm like actually pissed off about these jerseys. And I want to express my anger about them while I still have it. Because eventually I'm going to realize that complaining about alternate jerseys is stupid, a waste of time, and dumb. And I'm going to be like, okay, that was dumb. They're just a jersey. They wear them on Fridays, home games. You're going to see them 15 times. It's not a big deal. Sometimes you like them. Sometimes they don't. What's the big deal, man? It's just a jersey. I don't think it's just a jersey. That is my issue. So courtesy of the Milwaukee Brewers, let's take a look at some of the uniform B-roll. How about this? I will even throw up on the screen, courtesy Milwaukee Brewers. Look at me, like a regular old news station. So what you're seeing, if you're on the video, and again, I'll describe it, is just the Brewers logo. It is a curly W on the hat with an outline of the state. And then across the chest, it says Wisco, which is the part of it that I do hate the most. I hate that it says Wisco more than anything. And I hate that there's like this little Barrel Man logo's cool on the sleeve. And then there's like the grills turned into the bobber. So there's parts of the jerseys where you're going to say, oh, this is pretty sweet. But I think they're in there to kind of like convince you to like a jersey that's otherwise garbage. I hate the Wisco part of it. I hate the colors. These are blue and orange. If you're going to think of blue and orange, what are you going to think of? You're going to think of probably all things Illinois, Bears, the university. These jerseys essentially seem to me to be for people that like to enjoy Wisconsin in the summer that don't live here in the summer. They seem to be for Illinois people that come up to Lake Geneva, to Door County, and go to a Brewers-Cubs game while they're here. That's what they seem to be for. That or other people in other parts of the state, which I'll get to, they do not seem to be like they are for Milwaukee. And as City Connect jerseys, you would like them to be for Milwaukee. They are City Connect jerseys. So even though like these other jerseys that the teams have had in the past, whether it's City Connect for MLB or NBA, you know, Cream City, I think a lot of people are saying Cream City is just like this. No, it is not. Cream City, while it also seemed to be like an organization saying, let's try to make this happen, there is some historical relevance to Cream City, and Cream City is referring to Milwaukee. Okay, the Bucks didn't throw Badger State or America's Dairyland, which would have been, you know, if you want to do a state logo, do the driver's license logo and put Brewers instead of where it says Wisconsin. That's how you could cater to a bunch of the state. I'll take this off as I am not courtesy of the Milwaukee Brewers. That's how you would cater to much of the state, but they are catering and calling it Wisco. First complaint, biggest complaint. Nobody calls it that. Nobody calls it Wisco. Nobody calls it Scani. But I do understand there's at least a Badger shirt that says Scani. And I've seen some people wear that. But like Scani, or what did John Anderson say on SportsCenter? He's from Wisconsin. I'm from Wisconsin. Did he say Scani ever with that? Scani's not a thing. But Scani is more of a thing than Wisco. Wisco is wholeheartedly not a thing. Whiskey, no one calls it whiskey either. No one calls it anything. Wisconsin. Wisconsin. No one even calls it Wisconsin. Wisconsin. They just call it Wisconsin. Milwaukee can be MKE or the Brew City, you know. Eau Claire, I call Eau Claire the OC. I don't think anyone else does. Oshkosh, for some reason, became Osh Vegas. There's other nicknames for cities, but I don't think there's a like legitimate nickname for the state. And if there is, Wisco most certainly is not it. Yeah, so some of you guys are asking about Grant. Yeah, Grant. Grant Bills. Wisco Grant, the Wisco Sports Show. That's it, man. That's the only Wisco that I actually know, and I think Grant should run with this. I think Grant should be like, hey, you know, we sponsored a jersey. Sports show wouldn't fit on it, but I got Wisco on there. That's what he should do. Bruce says, this feels like playing on an old NES baseball game that didn't have rights to MLB, so you got the Wisco team with a skewed color scheme. That is exactly what it seems like. Brian says this is the worst design in Brewers, Bucks, Packers history. Jeff says pretty big miss by a team that already has out-of-state ownership. William says looks very low-level baseball, not MLB worthy. My man Chuck Freeman says Wisconsin Lutheran is Wisco. Never called our state Wisco in my life. If Freems hasn't ever said it, then it's off. Okay? I feel like I have a lot of authority on this as someone who's lived here my whole life. I've worked or played in every corner of the state. I know the kind of people the Brewers are catering to with this jersey. And they don't call it Wisco. Nobody fucking does. So if you're going to do anything in this jersey process, if you like it, you like it. If you like the color scheme, you like the color scheme. If you don't like the color scheme, but you like the t-shirt with the barrel man over the state logo, that's not bad. You like it. But don't gaslight me. It's actually pronounced Yaslight. But don't yaslight me that this is a thing that people do, because it's not. Now, if the Brewers are successful and people start calling it Wisco, we'll have the origin point. It was these jerseys. So maybe in 20 years, people do call it Wisco. And you say, well, we never used to call it Wisco, but then the Brewers had those jerseys and we all start calling it Wisco. Maybe that happens. It won't, but maybe it does. But don't convince me. Don't convince me that Wisco is a thing. Don't do it. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. Sean, this motherfucking guy, you, I'm glad you're here. If you're upset about something being called Wisco, you need help. I've been here 35 years and heard Wisco. They are 100 times better than the last one city. No, you haven't. I firmly believe you're either fucking with me or lying, or you're just not understanding what you've heard. Like, you probably heard people say, yeah, I'm from Wisconsin. And you just heard the Wisco. I don't know. No, I don't need help. Here's what I'm mad about. Okay, here's what I'm actually mad about. What I'm mad about is because the jerseys are stupid. Well, let me read you the Brewers, what's going on here. Following the debut of the jerseys, this is from the press release. This is a nod to supper clubs. I guess I can see that. And I don't hate that. Supper clubs, very Wisconsin thing. Known for bringing people together, and now that experience is coming to American Family Field. As the Brewers extend their statewide Wisco celebrations all year long, the supper club tradition will take place at the ballpark. There's going to be a new pop-up supper club stand featuring comforts and flavors inspired by Wisconsin's favorite places to gather. This is going to debut at the same time the jerseys debut, which will be Friday night. You are going to be able to get exclusive brandy old fashions, the prime rib grilled cheese sandwich, a hearty meatloaf sandwich. So basically what they did with the pocket pancakes, find a way to exploit this. They're doing this now with the phrase Wisco and supper clubs. Wisconsin whitetail bow hunting. Bart, get your ass out of Milwaukee County and realize the Brewers are a state team. Read the meaning behind the design the Brewers put out. I'm going to get to that. Absolutely, the Brewers are a state team. But I don't think the Brewers should be catering to the rest of the state when the people that they are catering to hate Milwaukee. I mean, let's talk about it. Let's have a conversation. There's way too many people that live in the state of Wisconsin that don't like Milwaukee, that think Milwaukee is scary for whatever reason. Okay? You tell me the reason. I don't know your reason, but you think Milwaukee is scary. You hear that there was a murder on the news. Yeah, Milwaukee's a city metro of about 1.5 million people. I don't want to say things happen. I think there's a lot that this city needs to fix. And the city knows it. And I don't like seeing, you know, here's a case in point. So there's a bunch of grocery stores that have been closing throughout the city of Milwaukee, city limits of Milwaukee. Grocery stores are closing. And I don't like it. And I've seen grocery stores jack up their prices. I've seen them hire less people. I'm not trusting a lot of grocery stores and how they're managing this bottom line. And I do think that, yes, some grocery stores should have a responsibility of making sure that places in the city that they are in, it's not a food desert. Food deserts are a real thing where you have to travel. You got to get in a car, travel 20 miles for food. You shouldn't have to do that. You should have a grocery store somewhat nearby where you live, especially if you're in the city. Look, if you choose to live in the suburbs or in Pigeon Falls, and there's only like one Century and it's closed, you know, after 2 o'clock at night, that's your choice, I guess. I don't know. But when I complain that the grocery stores are closing, what does everybody else say? What do you guys say when you look down at Milwaukee? You say, oh, probably because everybody's stealing. What does that accomplish? What does that help? Already, you see a grocery store closing, and you're assuming that it can't be company B. being, you know, evil, it's going to be, oh, it's the people's fault. The people ruined it. This is the number one thing I don't like about this jersey, is I don't like the catering behind it. I don't like that Milwaukee. Here's the thing about Milwaukee. I tweeted this out. We're you know, we bark and we bite. We pack a punch for how small we are, relatively speaking. We are a great city. Milwaukee is a great city. Lots to enjoy. Even if you're like scared of Milwaukee, there's a lot that you can come do and have a good time with. It's a big city. It's not Chicago. It's not the Twin Cities. It's not New York. But it's a city with a lot to do and a lot of amenities. I mean, come down and check out the lake. Go to Summerfest. Go downtown. Go to the Third Street Market Hall. Go to the public market. Go to the zoo. There's plenty of things to like do and bring your family to in Milwaukee if you live anywhere else in the state. But a lot of people, and I say this because I know them and I've been them. I grew up in Fond du Lac. Okay. So I'm somebody who should be afraid of Milwaukee. And when I grew up, what did I come down to Milwaukee for? Brewers games. And how far in the city do I really get? And then what do I go downtown for? Bucks games. Ooh, I'm afraid. Yeah, it's weird when you go into a new city. You don't know what to expect. But it's fine. And a lot of people that, oh, I've been to Milwaukee. A lot of people say that. They've been to Miller Park 12 times. And they've never gone further than Highway 175. That's what a lot of people, unless maybe they cross the bridge because they tailgated in those lots, most likely. You take your bus trip with your bar. You know, you show up at the bar in northern Wisconsin at 6 a.m. You're drinking beers on the bus. You go to the game. You get hammered. You pass out on the way home. You close down the bar. You drive home drunk. You don't hit anything because there's nothing to hit. And you've been to Milwaukee. So is that who the state's catering to? And why does the team need to cater to the state?
Big thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp, for partnering with us for this important conversation about mental health.
This is Steve Smith here, former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. So having a counselor and working with BetterHelp, that gives you an opportunity to really start to unpack. But people don't understand, when you unpack things, you also open up a box that you're not always sure what's inside. So I think that's why seeing a professional is extremely important. If you need someone to open up to, visit BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/89 to get started.
Doug. There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Ah! Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Here's how I've always thought of it, and I've always described it. The Green Bay Packers are a way of life in the state. It doesn't matter that they're Green Bay. They're the Packers. It's the Packers team, okay? It's the Packers team. The Bucks, I do feel like, are a city team. I feel a lot of people outside the state don't get into the Bucks as much. Now, Giannis has helped that. And they've done stuff too to cater to the rest of the state. They've done stuff too. You know, Giannis and the Tours and the Wisconsin Herd. They've done a good job. They have a logo with the state, but it still says Bucks on it. The Packers, like I mentioned, They have a G on their helmet. Could you imagine if they just change it to a W one day? Because they're like, oh, we have to cater to the state. They wouldn't do that. I don't understand why the Brewers feel the need to cater to the state. Why can't it just, you're the Brewers. You're the Milwaukee Brewers. You play in the state of Wisconsin. That's catering to the state. That's catering to the state. Milwaukee is great and all, but the state has a ton of things to do. If you have kids, there are better spots than Milwaukee, from Zach. There's a lot of great spots. This is a great state. This is a great state. Take your kids to Madison. Take your kids to the Dells. Take your kids bluff climbing in La Crosse. Take your kids up north past Highway 8. There's a lot of great places. Take your kids to Door County. Take your kids to Milwaukee. This doesn't need to be an either or. There's a lot of great places in the state. But don't say that just because you're eliminating Milwaukee. Got another comment here. Bart, have you been in the 53206? Big problem area for Milwaukee. Yeah, there's parts of Milwaukee that need help. So let's help them instead of just being like, screw you. I don't know. I don't know. I've been to every part of this state. I've been to every part of this city. What you think goes on some places is not that different from what goes on in other places. I just don't like the Wisconsin versus Milwaukee attitude. And I don't like that the Brewers seem to be giving in to those people. Now, maybe it's not this big. Maybe it's not this deep. Maybe I'm just using these jerseys to vent about a different issue. And I probably am. But that's where I get triggered. That's where I get upset. Miller Park was built for the whole state to come and be a guaranteed game. They have been catering to the state since 2001. So why do it any further? The Brewers know a lot. They know, especially in the summertime. You see that lot. It's full of buses. The Brewers, it doesn't need to be a weekend. Any day of the week is a great down to come to the ballpark. And a lot of places do these bus tours. I've been on a bunch of them. And yes, the fact that you know there's going to be a game is a great draw. It's also smart business just for the city of Milwaukee. It rains here. It's cold in April. You know how many games would have been canceled by now? So yeah, that move is great all the way around for however you want to explain it. The roof is a godsend. And that caters to everybody. That caters to... if you live right, you know, on top of Kelly's bleachers, or if you live in Rhinelander, that roof does the same thing no matter where you are. I just don't feel the need for a Wisco. And I don't know who's buying the jersey that says Wisco. So I keep saying you're catering to the state. Who are you catering to? Who's buying this jersey? People are going to buy the bobber. They're going to buy the barrel man's covering the state. I don't think you're going to see a lot of Wisco jerseys. Tim Shea says, all I do is bitch and complain. Look at the fucking jerseys. They're terrible. They're terrible. All right, let me be nice to the Brewers. They do have some things that they have in the jersey about why they're doing what they are doing. And I will share those here as my computer may be starting to die, but I'm going to save that very quick. See, I told you I was like frazzled. And so I don't have all of this put together where I need it to be. I'm going to have to go look at a tweet instead. I saved the files. I was going to show you nice and professionally, but I'll just go and look at a tweet instead. Is this coming across fine? I feel like I'm on all sorts of different things. I feel like when I get more animated, the internet knows that it can't handle me and it gets me all messed up. First, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the video the Brewers put out about the jerseys. So that's what I'm going to play here first. Man, this is really pissing me off. All right, I'm going to play the jersey video that the Brewers put out. I'm going to share the screen. I'm going to go to Brewers Twitter, and we're all going to watch a little video together.
You know the way. You jump right in. Take in the view. Float downstream and wander off the trail. When the days are long, grab another round, cast another line, stay a little longer for that watercolor sunset. From the Driftless to the Third Coast, we seize every moment. That's the Wisco way.
All right, that music's nice and romantic. There is no Wisco way. The Wisco doesn't exist. Here in Wisco, nobody calls it Wisco. Nobody calls it Wisco. You know, like, one of the things that I hate is when people start a job here, whether it's on the radio or TV. And one of the fun games that they do with these anchors is pronounce Wauwatosa, pronounce Oconomowoc, and everyone laughs. Ha, 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 ha. I just think that is the worst segment. I think it is the worst segment. Just sit there, get your new job, learn how to say the cities. I don't know why we always have to like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And Wisco to me is what it feels like when somebody from out of town, you know, starts to be cool. Like they don't call in San Francisco, they don't call it San Fran. People outside of San Francisco call it San Fran. They don't call it San Fran. So if you call it San Fran right away, they're like, oh, this guy's not from here. And if you come here and start saying Scani or start saying Wisco, like you're not from here. We don't call it that. All right. I have these, but I can't find them. So I am going to put out this tweet. Lily Zhao has it. So I will share what she posted. It's just the different ways of describing the team. So the typography, the script font pays homage to the American Association Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club of the earliest 20th century. I don't have any problem with that. That's good. I don't like that the script says Wisco. Tying our state's rich fishing culture. This new mark is a reinvention of the grill patch from the first Brewer City Connect. A bobber and a baseball perfectly afloat showcases Wisconsin's other favorite pastime. A lot of people like the grill logo. It's cool that they were able to switch it just into a bobber. But that grill logo did a lot of work on the first one, and the bobber's doing a lot of work here. You can't give us a shit jersey and put a nice little patch on it and make us like the entire jersey. The wheat braid, a nod to the abundance of wheat and barley industries that power our state and our namesake, looks good. Sleeve patch, a revitalized barrel man inspired by the old team, and a Wisconsin outline, nothing wrong with that. Forward, our state motto, a commitment to progress, innovation, heritage. It's on the collars. You can't see it. That, if you want to put anything on the front of the jersey, how about forward? Put forward on the front of the jersey. We all know what forward is the state motto. Wisco's not a thing. Wisco's not a thing. And I don't want you to make it a thing. Amos says, I hope this isn't a red versus blue thing. I'm not sure where the outrage is coming from. I don't know what it is. It's a Milwaukee versus Wisconsin thing. And that's not even it. That's not even it. It's a Wisconsin versus Milwaukee thing. There's way too many people in this state that don't understand what Milwaukee allows them to do. That doesn't understand what Milwaukee can be and what Milwaukee is. There's a lot of people, trust me, that are afraid of Milwaukee, and it has nothing to do with red and blue. So, short story long, as I like to say, I hate these. They're just jerseys. I will get over it. But Wisco is not a thing people say. Don't try to convince me that it is, because it absolutely is not. Now, will it be? Will this get it to stick? It's going to be worn on Friday, starting tomorrow. Friday home games. Instead of the pinstripes, instead of the City Connects. Jake says, these Brewers kits are as bad as I've seen, and I'm a Bucks fan. Yikes. Yeah. I don't like them. I've said my piece. We are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. Now, they will cater to Milwaukee or Wisconsin. They'll send it anywhere. They'll send it outside of the state, and they'll do it really with free shipping most of the time when you do use that promo code BART. BART, B-A-R-T, the promo code is BART at happyplacehemp.com. They might wear them all weekend for the first weekend. They might do that. Zach, you might be right on that. Speaking of Zach, I'm going to be with Zach Gelb later today on his show. And I was on Sports Talk with Evan last night, if you want to check that out on YouTube as well. So hopping around a little bit. I am now going to invite people to come in here. BJ Hollers and Steve Dayton. I'm now going to cater outside of Milwaukee to the rest of Wisco. They have a movie coming out called Kings of Coob. And before I get into the interview with them, I do want to show the trailer. So I got another video for you. Again, if you're on audio, you can listen to it. But if you want to like see what Coob actually is, it is a game. It's very popular in Eau Claire. The national championships are held there. We'll talk to the filmmakers in just a moment that put this together. And this is called Kings of Coob. So we'll transition here a little bit. I am done bitching about the jerseys for the day. So let me stop this shared screen. Man, I really need a producer. I got Tim, who hasn't done jack shit for me in months.
Support is available 24/7 with Verbo Care. We're here day or night, ready whenever you need help, because a great trip starts with the right support.
Adventures don't always go as planned. One minute you're cruising in your RV, the next your tire hits a massive pothole. Progressive is ready for you when the unexpected hits, with excellent claim service for your boat, RV, and motorcycle. Plus, optional coverage like roadside assistance and on-the-water towing. Visit Progressive.com and make sure your next adventure is unforgettable, for the right reasons. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Coverage is subject to policy terms and limits.
All right, here is Kings of Coob. Kings of
the red ones.
On days when there's no clouds.
The white one goes in the middle.
It is unbelievable. We start and it's dark. The color of the sky changes. It's so neat. And then the sun comes up. You get the first couple people that come out and they're they're just feeling it. You know what I mean? They're feeling it, kind of like soaking it in.
I usually get there for most people just to see the calm before the storm. It's just beautiful.
124 teams today. This is the second largest tournament in the world this year, behind only the World Championship.
Kind of like the Holy Grail, it's the biggest tournament in the U.S.
To me, Nationals is the pinnacle of American Coupe.
This is the Lambeau Field of Coupe. It is literally like the U.S. homeland of Coupe.
I know we have built something here in Eau Claire. If people want to come here, then they think about here every day of their lives.
Every other game is one-dimensional. You throw a disc at a basket, you throw a horseshoe at a stake, you throw a bag at a cornhole board. Coupe, I thought, anything can happen in any moment, at any point in the pitch. You know, it's the Viking culture and all that.
The atmosphere and the culture. So this has been like my whole life.
And that was the Coupe Show.
Do you think your dad is changing the world in some small way?
Let's go.
In some small way, I think so, yeah. He called me just sobbing. That's when I was like, oh my gosh, this was a much bigger deal than I realized.
Coupe can be very, very simple. Throw the baton and hit the coupes. But there's so much more to it, right?
They all get into it because of the love of the game. But then there's more to it.
Coupe can't be everything.
Silly yard game.
Focus 600%. I love you guys. 1, 2, 3, squad!
You know, it's just this yard game.
It's a very basic game. Just to be the king of the world for one day, it wouldn't mean a lot to any of us.
And into the Winklerverse, we bring in BJ Hollers. We bring in Steve Dayton. These guys have teamed up. They have Fireside Productions, and they have a movie, a film coming out, Kings of Coupe, which I did not know a lot about what it is. I think in the Eau Claire area, a lot of people know. Is it like once you leave the city limits, you don't know what Coupe is anymore coming this way? Because I know it's big in like around the border, Minnesota, Eau Claire. I asked one buddy in Eau Claire. He's like, this thing's huge. I haven't, you know, seen it by me. Which one of you first want to explain what it is? That's Steve's job?
Yeah, I guess that's my job today. So Coupe is a Nordic lawn game where you throw sticks, blocks at other wooden blocks. And the point of the game is each side has a certain amount of coupes. You have to knock down all the coupes on the other person's side, and then you get to go after the king. The kicker
go ahead and tell the kicker.
The kicker is as you hit coupes down, they stay in play. So at one point, you could potentially have to hit 11 coupes down plus the king with 6 batons or 6 throwing sticks.
And grown men play this sport.
Grown men regularly cry when they lose this game. You know, this is, Steve and I always joke, you know, is it a sport? Is it a game? And we like to say it's a lifestyle. I mean, a lot of these folks dedicate hours of practice every week. They play year round. They play in the winter. They play on frozen Lake Superior. I mean, they'll play anywhere. So it's a lifestyle indeed.
All right. So that's to describe what it is. And I think the trailer that I'll link to that I'll show does a really good job of, oh, okay, this is, I get this now. But from a filmmaking standpoint, because you guys inadvertently may be, you know, ambassadors of the sport when you make a film about it. But from a filmmaking standpoint, there's 4 guys you followed. Is that right? You followed a few different guys on their journeys trying to win the national championships. But how do you pick, like, this is a thing I want to do? I need the thought process into how you two decided this was the thing that you wanted to show. Because me thinking, it's not, oh, this is a thing I like. Or maybe it is. Maybe you guys like it. Maybe you play. Or is it something where it's like, there's something here that I can tell the story that maybe hasn't been told? Where is the basis of the weird question I just asked you?
So the The nice thing about the U.S. Championship, where it's held in Eau Claire, is walking distance from both me and BJ's house. So that was our first step. But we, you know, we were aware of the game, and then I showed up at Eau Claire Coupe League, and I was like, I have no clue what this game is. They take it to a different level, and you could tell, like, the dedication and the just interesting aspects of their personalities were coming out. So I like to say that this movie's not, like, you don't have to know what Coupe is, you don't have to have heard of it, but the people in this, like, shine bright throughout the whole movie.
Was that the same for you, BJ?
Yeah, I mean, the geographic location certainly helped, but yeah. I think kind of the method to our madness is we always try to figure out, like, what is the unique story that only we can tell in this place? And so we had access to the people, we had access to the field, we had access to the Coupe League and the people who make Coupe and all kinds of stuff. And so this was like this perfect nexus of, like, no one's fully telling this story. It's in our own backyard. And it's, again, as Steve said, it's about so much more than the sport itself. I mean, it's a metaphor for how to live a life. There's like a philosophy to it. They like to say that Coupe unites people and creates peace on earth, which is a pretty bold thing to say. But man, after spending 2 years with these folks, like, you kind of see how it connects people in a way that's both competitive, but also compassionate. And it's like, I was joking earlier, but truly, I think we've got like every player crying at some point. And it's not always about winning or losing. It's about everything that happens in life between those moments.
So the film Kings of Coupe, this comes out later in the month. It's premiering in Eau Claire. Give me details on that.
Sure, I can give you April 30th. We are premiering here at our big theater of the Pablo Center. And then from there, we're doing a Minnesota screening in Shakopee on May 13th. And then we will be in La Crosse, Wisconsin at this point, May 22nd. And from there, we're hoping to have a huge show out in Eau Claire and show people that how dedicated people are to the sport and supporting local filmmaking, and then take it on the road from there.
Yeah, I got to think. So when you're trying to, like, do something, because of all the times I work with Steve in lacrosse 29,000 years ago as videographers, and then they let me on TV a little bit, and then I wanted to do sports and she said no, but that's not about that. I then saw her later many years winning a sports award, and I, you know, walk right by her. Anyway. I bring that up because I'm thinking of these places where I would go and bring a camera to, and, you know, in La Crosse, a lot of times people are like, okay, whatever. But when you're doing this with a sport, when you're doing this that you need a little more access, when these guys are competing at their highest level and you're like, oh, by the way, I want you mic'd up. I think it's great to find a sport that's also like looking for exposure has to be. I mean, I would think they gave you every tool in the tool shed there, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, the access that we had to these teams was great. They're really excited. They're really passionate, but they also do take it serious. I mean, we had a lot of conversations of like, hey, when I'm throwing, do not be in my eyesight. Get to the side. You better be mindful of where you are. And we had a couple, you know, I was shooting this last year, and we had a couple of shooters, and they were getting into the players' faces, and they were like, get out of my face. Like, I'm doing this. So, yeah, they were open to, you know, there's this whole level of building trust and creating a relationship with these players, but there's a whole level of respect and just kind of knowing where you should be too.
What is the difference, like, filmmaking wise when you're shooting something, because you've done it where you've blocked it out, scripted it out, you know where things are going to be, what you want to shoot. This, it's like, all right, I want to get his reaction, I got to get the shot, I got to get the crowd. Like, how do you in the moment know where that camera needs to be?
Well, what do you think, Steve? Yeah,
go. No, you go ahead. Yeah, because you're shooting too.
It's for me, it's what's so tricky on the large scale of this is, like, there's 144 teams in this tournament. We picked four. So based on the four we picked in year one, we had a hope and pray that these teams went far enough to make a movie, you know, and there was no guarantee of that. And so we got pretty fortunate how it all shook out. But I mean, gosh, there are so many ways this could have gone wrong. And there's just no predicting, you know? And so part of the fun of this is like, you don't know how it's all going to fall. But at the same time, when it falls the right way, it feels really good. So to more to address your direct question, I mean, having a lot of cameras helps. Steve has a great instinct. I'm often like pointing to things and radioing to Steve and look at this, look at that, you know, and it takes some teamwork. But, and the truth is too, we miss a lot. We can only get so much, but everything we miss, Steve fixes in post. So that's goodness.
How long did you guys shoot for then? How many hours of film, all that kind of stuff?
We did probably over 40 different interviews. Not all of them made the final cut, but we followed the team from one tournament to another tournament. So we took a whole year of actually shooting and following the teams, and then another 7 months to edit it all together. And we kind of edited in piece along the way, but like BJ said, it changed throughout the year.
See, that's one thing that I'm not totally familiar with, like the process of, because basically every job I've ever had has been, this is your thing you're doing today. It gets done today. You'll see the results of it today, and you'll probably never think about it again. You guys are putting a lot of time into it. The film's ready to go, and now you have to debut it and show it. And hope people like it, and hope the people, the subject matters liked it, hope other people that like Coop like it, that don't like Coop like it. Now it's about the growing. These are like almost two different jobs. One is a filmmaker. Now you have to be your own publicist. How's that going?
Well, that's why we're here, Bart. It's true, man. It is so hard. The hustle is endless. I mean, last night, Steve and I were driving to Menominee, Wisconsin, back from a show we did there at 9:30 at night. I mean, it is a constant hustle. I've sent maybe 10 emails this morning, got more interviews lined up. We're sending out press releases. I'm sending out pre-interview questions to magazines in the hope that maybe if I make it easy enough on them, they'll just write something up for us. So, I mean, Steve does the making of the movie, you know, and I'm trying so hard to do all the periphery stuff and who signs the release and what do we blur and who do we need to reach out to and who's the sponsor. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, it's a big job that requires more than two people, but we're doing it with what we got.
Yeah. Is it like nerve-wracking waiting for, I mean, do you guys premiere these films and just like sit there in the back, like those stories go and like hinge on every reaction that these people give you?
I wasn't nervous, but now you're making me really nervous.
That's my goal as an interviewer. I don't like making people feel comfortable. I like putting doubt in their head and then having them think, what have I done?
Oh, gosh.
Very much our experience for the first documentary. We were kind of hiding off to the side, and there's 1,200 people in this jam-packed, sold-out theater. And our hearts were fluttering. But there's a moment where, like, people started laughing at the right moments and clapping at the right moments, and people gotten kind of rambunctious, and we knew we were okay. But those first 15 minutes, you're just, like, biting your nails, no idea how it's being received. And we have a small focus group, but besides those folks, no one has seen these movies, you know? So it's a scary proposition.
The first movie, When Rubber Hit the Road, what is that about?
BJ, you want to take this one?
Sure. We're so excited. When Upper Midwest Emmy, we were shocked by that. It's a story of the 1991 closure of Eau Claire's tire plant. It kind of decimated our city's economy. We lost 1,200 plus jobs in a single day. It was really devastating. The city did not know how to bounce back from this. And then over time, they found their way. So it's really a way to honor the tire workers, to kind of give closure to this story and to showcase how Eau Claire came back stronger in the end.
So you had that one, this one, more coming up, or are you guys going to do this and never talk to each other
again? We'll see how it shakes out. I don't know.
I think we'll plan for another film or what?
You know, right now we're kind of taking in ideas and possibly doing some smaller projects to kind of see what's out there. So, I mean, there's definitely an appetite to do it. It's just, like you said, it's a lot of work getting from point A to point B. So just kind of keeping that all into consideration.
What are the differences? Like, I mean, I could think of maybe the obvious ones, but when you, like I said, have a script that you're following, and then you'd try the documentary route and especially sports documentaries are always a little more like you could do a documentary, the tire place closing. That's a little more easier. You don't know what's going to happen. Like you said, you're doing something that's happening currently. So I guess what would be the challenges in having something more scripted and the unscriptedness? What are the challenges? And is there anything that you like better about that process? I can start with Steve.
Mm-hmm. I think the challenge is just being ready to adapt to whatever changes happen to the story and not, I mean, you have to almost let go, right? You can't force feed what it's going to be. You have to follow the story and constantly think, what is making this interesting? What is this saying about us? What is this saying about the people? And pivot whenever you can.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of goes against my normal ethos, but I mean, we're pretty good at throwing away the playbook when we need to and kind of starting to figure out where the story's actually heating up. And I think of this most recent movie, Kings of Coop. I mean, the three or four most powerful moments in the entire movie were the moments we did not plan out. You know, we didn't even know they were on the docket until suddenly there we were at 3 a.m. at this guy's house witnessing something pretty beautiful, you know? And so you never know where the story's going to come from, but just kind of creating the relationship and being open-minded enough to see it when it gets there. I think that's the key for us.
That's the line you got to use. I'm like hooked. I'm yes. going to watch anyway. But the 3 a.m. at this guy's house.
Yeah.
Work that into the.
That's
other
good. Good. Good ear. Is, good ear.
That's a good pitch. Kings of Coop. It's the 30th that it premieres in Eau Claire.
April 30th. Yep.
And then how will people be able to watch it after that?
That's a good question. We are currently trying to work on booking more theaters. We are talking about a certain streaming platform to try to get people to either rent it or have their own hostings in the States or internationally, because the World Championship is actually over in Sweden. So there's a huge Coop. I mean, huge Coop following over there too.
So are you going to Sweden or what?
We've had some offers. No one's given us the plane tickets yet, but people want us there. But it is cool.
A lot of like, cool. Hey, if you're out, come by. And not actually, I've set your accommodations and travel.
Well, once they see it, maybe they'll change their mind. It is, honestly, though, it's been one of the cool pleasures of this is like we've got friends all over Europe now, you know, who are excited about this. And so it's just been so cool to make the wider world feel a little smaller thanks to this sport.
I have just one other dumb question for Steve. I was talking about this with, I don't know, somebody else on the show because I'm in Milwaukee and I did news in lacrosse and you guys are in Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. And I just remember a lot of like, as a reporter calling like the city administrator, will you do an interview or the city sewer guy? And I think it's interesting that in a small town, like everyone's a TV star inadvertently, you're going to be on the news at some point. But then the bigger you go, like the city administrator in Eau Claire or whatever, that is probably more popular than the one in Milwaukee. That's weird. I don't have a question. I just wanted to see what you thought about that. Like in a smaller town, you have more of a shot to be on TV than in a big city. It's weird.
Yeah, I did some acting in some local TV commercials and I would be out and people would recognize me and it was like the perfect amount of fame, right? They'd be like, hey, you're the guy from the commercial. And you'd be like, yeah, what's happening? So yeah, it's just, I don't know. You were on TV. You have to know what that's like too.
You know, in lacrosse, I was on TV for like 2 years. In lacrosse, and nobody ever said anything to me publicly.
Never.
And then my last day, I had to move out, so I rented like a truck from Menards. I rented one of those trucks, and I was just beat up, just looking like shit. Lady at Menards, hey, you're Bart Winkler, WKBT News Channel 8. I'm like, I guess I was. So you never know. But yeah, that level of fame is great. I just think that was. Well, good luck, guys, with the film. We're going to check it out. We'll follow the progress here. Yeah, obviously, if there's anybody that listens that knows more about Coop, this is going to be the unofficial show of this, or sport of this podcast now. So
yes.
we will get that going. And maybe, who knows, maybe live shows from Coop events in the future.
Ooh, I like it.
As I get rich enough and fly you boys out to Sweden. BJ, Steve, thank you so much for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Thanks, Bart.
With VerboCare, help is always ready before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists so support is always available. Because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
Adventures don't always go as planned. One minute you're cruising in your RV, the next your tire hits a massive pothole. Progressive is ready for you when the unexpected hits, with excellent claim service for your boat, RV, and motorcycle. Plus, optional coverage like roadside assistance and on-the-water towing. Visit Progressive.com and make sure your next adventure is unforgettable, for the right reasons. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Coverage is subject to policy terms and limits.
And I'm tucked over here in the corner. There we go. All right. I wanted to show you guys, thanks to Steve and BJ, I'll post that separately as well. I wanted to show you guys some of the tweets that I'm getting, but I'm having an issue right now. When I pull something up on a different browser, internet, I don't know. I only pay for the most expensive internet and I have all the fucking bells and whistles, but whatever. All right. So my big thing is nobody calls it Wisco. Here are the comments I'm getting, and I'll see what ones I'll retweet for the Brewers jerseys. Maybe you just don't know enough people and don't leave your fucking town. Clown emoji. Wisco is not a thing. I refuse to believe it. That's from You're Crazy. J.R. Holt says, I once dated someone from Philadelphia and she called me a Scotty. I was like, nobody says that. Then years later, I was in Madison by UW and some place was selling red Scotty shirts and stickers. Yeah, I've seen that shirt, but that's it. Blue checkmark fucks piss me off. Quit your fucking crying just because you don't say it doesn't mean other people don't. Clown emoji. Bro, shut the fuck up already. Clown emoji. All right, guys, call off the jerseys. In quotations, Bart Winkler doesn't like them. I get shit on a lot for my name. What the fuck am I supposed to do? That's my name. If you're picking on me for my name, you got nothing. It's my name. I don't know what to tell you. 23 years ago, Jackson Churio wasn't a thing either, but now we're all grateful Jackson Churio is a thing. So who cares if it's a thing? All right. Wisco is what stupid coasties call Wisconsin. American Family Field Pigeon says, Bart, I love you, man, but being on the wrong controversial side of literally everything doesn't help your brand. The fuck if the American Family Field Pigeon likes me? This guy or bird is always on my ass. Harold says, in the 30 plus years of my life that I live full time in Eau Claire, Madison, Milwaukee, and on the shores of Lake Superior, I've never heard a real person from Wisconsin call it Wisco. And then Joe responded to him, probably because you're spending too much time on Twitter defending radio hosts. Jesus, this is a controversial thing. G. Bolinski. Wisco is lazy, moronic, and likely created by a Chicago ad firm. It's of zero use to me and never will be. I'm the most pro-Wisconsin guy you'll find. It does feel that. I think that's a problem for me, is it feels like it doesn't feel like it's ours. It feels like someone's telling us it's ours. Look, if there's people north of Highway 29 that say Wisco all the time, I will apologize. But also stop calling it that, because that's not what it's called. What else do we got here? Kyle says, even if it said Brewers in that same script, these would be bad, cheap, lazy, and look like they were designed by people who have never seen baseball uniforms. Shush, cat. It's a corporate slop phrase that is slapped on everything. Chris Berries. Shocker, the people from Milwaukee claim a term most people use north of Milwaukee use. Okay, that's worded poorly. I didn't read it poorly. I read what it said, but I think you get the gist. These jerseys are not City Connects. They're ignoring Milwaukee entirely. The last City Connects were not only connected to Milwaukee culture, but also Brewers culture specifically. These are stupid state jerseys that could be used for a college baseball team, except for the barrel man. Dantifa, such a Southeast Wisconsin take. Literally the rest of the state says it all the time. The only people I'm seeing are mad about this are from the I-43 corridor. Two-fisted slopper. In a truly shocking development, all the white guys on Brewers Twitter who have never fished or done anything outdoors in their life are not particularly fond of the new jerseys. Daniel. Ah, yes, the white knight himself coming to share his opinion. Keep your prayers, King. Jesus Christ. All right. Ben's here. What's up, Ben?
What's up, Bart?
You're wearing a shirt that says Wisconsin. That makes sense.
Well, I'm saying that's exactly why I got it on. And I thought these were meme jerseys when they were initially released.
Well, Tim Kaye said they weren't real, so.
I thought it was a joke. And the fact that they're actually being, you know, administered or printed or whatever made is terrible. I would kind of be okay with Wisco if it wasn't orange. I don't understand why we're the Fighting Illini all of a sudden. Like, where did orange come from?
The supper clubs, the sunset, you know, something else that only Northern Wisconsin gets to enjoy.
Because we put oranges in an old fashioned, like orange in a blue moon. I don't know. It's just so much alcohol content that I don't.
Well, some of these people, they're like, oh, fishing, hunting, sunsets, old fashioned.
Okay, I guess hunting. Club. Yeah, hunting.
There's all that shit around Milwaukee too, fam.
Yeah. The population density is what gets me. Like, you're gonna cater to the rest of the state. Fine. But what hasn't catered to the rest of the state ever? Like, you can't have a team, a statewide team in a tiny city like Eau Claire or Green Bay. Only Green Bay Packers can do it because of the history. Like, it's so closed-minded to feel like Milwaukee is hostaging the baseball team. That's not it. Like, it's for the whole state.
Mm-hmm. And it always has been.
Always has been.
Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Brewers are, they might as well be Wisconsin Brewers, but they're not. They're called Milwaukee. And I wouldn't be surprised if one day, you know, we fucking win all Phoenix Cardinals on our ass and change to the Milwaukee Brewers.
Wisconsin Brewers. I'd be fine with the Wisconsin Brewers. Like, why don't you put Wisconsin across the front of the chest? Why Wisco? Like, it just, it seems incomplete. The font is terrible. The colors are awful. It's probably the worst logo and combination I've ever seen outside of anything, like, ever. It's so childish looking, too. Like, AAA, AA, single A, the Milkmen, anybody has a better logo than what we now have at a professional level. It's terrible.
I got Hot Take Jake somewhere and the Bitter Bartender.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll mute. Yeah, Jake. I want to listen to other people.
All right, Ben, thanks. Jake, go ahead.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, I think this is a big win for anybody that accuses Mark Attanasio, or excuse me, Attanasio, of being cheap. Because I think what happened here is they were like, you know, we usually run focus groups on these things, but we don't need to spend the money on the focus group. This should be fine. So they just gave the green light for these hideous uniforms. Yeah, they're fugly. They're fugly as hell. I don't understand. Big time miss. And then
there seems to be another thing at play here. The same thing with the Packers is that these jerseys have come out. They're Brewers jerseys. The Brewers put them out. So a lot of fans are default. You're blasphemous to have an opinion that's other than thank you, Christ, Brewers. Sure. These are bad jerseys. It's I'm not making a big I think I'm making more of a big deal that it's okay to say they're bad and why they're bad than just the fact that they're bad. I'm just they're, so this is so funny.
They're objectively bad. Like the it doesn't match, like it doesn't match their branding, like they look like Mets, like there's nothing redeeming about these things. So yeah, it's heinous. I don't like the Brew Crew ones myself, but at least those have a theme, you know, the tailgating theme that at least matches your branding. This is just like a fever dream or somebody just, got lazy and was just like, screw it. But, yeah, that's what I have on that. And then real quick, I just wanted to throw this out there for Lotto reform. I don't know. I think you should get crazy with it. Go Game of Thrones style where it's like, you know, trial by combat. So all the teams that are in the lottery, they get one guy that gets to play one-on-one and you do a tournament or you do like a 3-on-3, but let's get crazy with this. They do have to do something.
Play for picks, Jake.
Yeah, but they're going to play for personal pride. And then you put a cash prize at the end of it too, for those players. Absolutely. It's going to work. So like, you know, there's things that would have been considered crazy not long ago. An automated strike zone review where they show on the replay board, like people said, that's crazy. That's nuts. And now it's like the greatest thing that's ever happened to baseball. So I say, just go full on with it. Let's get crazy with the Lotto here.
Well, I don't like your plan, but I like your spirit, Jake.
All right. Well, I love you.
I love you too. Bitter bartender thoughts.
This is what happens when outside marketers come in and take over everything. How did they not show this to anyone? First off, it's Mets colors.
It's Bears Mets, colors.
But it'd be a darker blue. It's almost an exact Mets thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I love the Brewers. I'm not far. I'm up in the Driftless, not far from where you went to school. I can kind of split between Madison and La Crosse if I want. And people love the Brewers up here. They genuinely do. You know, the whole Milwaukee thing, it cuts into all the other problems we're facing. But people are always happy to get on a bus and go there and watch the team. So I like that part of it. But there's so much outside branding, you know, like people were saying earlier, the whole Scani thing, the Wisco thing, it all seems like stuff that's made up by people from elsewhere. I don't know. It doesn't strike me as real, like real Wisconsin. It's like, what do people in Chicago or the Twin Cities think Wisconsin is? And that almost seems how the rest of the nation hears about Wisconsin. It's very rarely from people who are from here. And if they are, they're almost cartoons, like that Charlie guy from Manitowoc or whatever. I don't know. I've only seen like 30 seconds and didn't feel like watching anymore. But like in here, so like, and now he's out with his own brandy.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that that's not what, you know, and I've had the Wisconsin brandies. They're not god awful, but they're not Korbel. I mean, why are you? No, they're never cheaper than Korbel, and they never taste better than Korbel. But like someone's trying to say, well, that's not really Wisconsin. Well, that yes, it is Wisconsin. They sell Korbel sells more here than anywhere else in the nation. Like, embrace it.
Wisconsin is Korbel and Fleischmann's and Milwaukee's best and anything that's on the bottom rack. That's Wisconsin.
And if you go up north, it's Kessler's. We used to have Kessler's on State Street just so I'd make the guys from up north feel at home until my cousin yelled at me about it.
Yeah.
And Meyer's Dark Rum, whatever happened to that? I used to make drinks for old guys like that all the time.
You want to go out in Wisconsin? You gotta go out to the liquor store and look right towards the bottom and get on your knees. That's where the bottles are that we drink. Just pure shit.
Yeah. Well, now I'm all bougie with my Carbon Brewing Company stuff. So
a little It's noon.
Yeah. Well, if I'm going to talk to you and represent Wisconsin, I better get out of bed and get a beer.
I like that. All right, bartender. I'm going to sign this up.
Thank you, my friend. Great to see you.
Good to see you. The bitter bartender. Thanks to him and Jake and Ben all jumping on here at the end. Yeah. So some of this was about my buddies that have this movie, The Kings of Coob. And I hope that we can bring you more on that in the future. But I did do a lot of time on the Wisconsin jersey. And my final thought is, who's going to buy these? Who's buying them? Who is buying that jersey? I don't think you'll see much. I really don't. I think you'll see accompanying gear. I think you'll see gear with the bobber. I think you'll see gear with the barrel man. I don't know how many of these jerseys you see. I don't know who wants them, unless this turns into a thing where it does feel like, hey, people in Milwaukee are saying, fuck this. And then everybody else that's outside of Milwaukee is going to be like, I need to buy this because it's a symbol and I don't live in Milwaukee. It could be that sort of thing. I couldn't imagine paying money, American money, and then putting this on my body. I don't like it. All right. I'm going to continue to get assaulted online all day. Now a guy look at this. This guy is going through all my posts and putting a picture of the 40-year-old virgin on all of them. And I'm going to retweet every single one of those. Sorry to your timelines. Ty Dunn will be on the show tomorrow. Until then, enjoy your Thursday. We'll talk on Friday. Thank you, as always, for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Doug. There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Ah! Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.